Genesis chapter 48. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, Look, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, Look, your son Joseph comes to you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz Bethel, house of God, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said to me, Indeed, I will make you fruitful, and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and will give this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And your descendants, which you father after them, shall be yours, and shall be called after the name of their brothers in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan on the way, when yet there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Israel saw Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said to his father, They are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, ask you to bring them to me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And Joseph brought them near to him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and look, God has also shown me your descendants. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim his younger son in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh his older son, in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand, and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, knowingly, because Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, the younger son, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, because this is the firstborn, put your right hand upon his head. But his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In you shall Israel bless, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim the younger son before Manasseh. And Israel said to Joseph, Look, I am about to die, but God shall be with you, and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Also I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow.